Welcome to Explain the Prophetic, where each week I give you a prophetic perspective, and we sometimes have interviews, and we're looking together for how hearing God's voice can change not only our lives, but the world around us. You can hear God, and as you build that connection, your whole life will change. Remember to follow me at social media, at Sean Bowles, or subscribe to this podcast. Welcome to my weekly prophetic message, and this time it's all about King David being a prototype for the season. And before I get into it all, you know the drill. I hope you can like the video and subscribe, hit notifications, and share this video if it makes sense for someone else who's going through this in your life right now. This is a great message to be able to share because it gives them a biblical viewpoint of maybe what's happening spiritually using the life of King David. So there's seasons in the body of Christ where a biblical figure prophetically mirrors what we're walking through. We've seen this many times individually when you get life application, like I feel like a Esther, a David, or whoever, you know, even Jesus. But then there's sometimes it also is a reflection corporately of where the world or maybe where a country is at. And right now, I believe we're in a season that's like a Davidic season. It's a season where there's parallels between David's journey and what God's doing in the church and in culture and in politics. And it's a striking comparison if you look at it. And it's no coincidence at the same time that one of the best streaming TV shows of our generation in the last season is called House of David, which is Amazon's Prime new show. And again, it's one of the top streaming shows globally. And when something captures the world's attention like this, I believe God's speaking and he's using it as a parable or a prophetic lens to reveal something deeper about this time in history. So this show is all about the life of David. I highly recommend it. It's been such a great show for our family to watch. Even our 10 and 11-year-old girls are into it, although there is some violence or some gore, but they're into it because it's just showing, it's bringing the Bible alive in artistic representation. It gives us great conversations, and we were already reading some and talking some about the life of David before we start watching the show. So it helped to bring some creative legs to the story, so to speak. But there's a season of maturing for greater battles that's coming over the body of Christ right now. And David's story wasn't just about the anointing. It wasn't just about him being anointed to be king, but it was really about the process, especially the first season of House of David is very much the process before David kills Goliath, you know? And so it's very much where we're at in society and in culture right now. And many of us have sensed from God the calling, and we felt the anointing for something greater. And you might even be in a long season of great things that are happening, like really good things that are happening. But there's also this divine discontent that some of you can feel where we find ourselves in a tension between the work of the calling and the fulfillment of the purpose. So it's like we have some fulfillment and we feel like maybe you feel you're called to some greater things. You're already doing some of those things. But there's also this place of like, yeah, but it's not all of it yet. And so there's more. There's more. There's always more. But there's this season that we can get into where you feel like God's putting inside of you, don't settle here. Like there's more for you. Don't settle in this space, but I'm driving you forward into something greater. I've anointed you for something that's even more than this. And some of you are feeling that right now. Some of you might be in the very discontent part of it where it's like, I don't like where I'm at right now. I can feel things need to shift. Things need to change. And this season, we're like David, was trained. And you know, that first season we watched again in House of David, he's being trained for the greater battles. He goes after the lion. He goes after some things. I don't want to ruin it for you, although you probably know the story biblically. But before he faced Goliath, he had to conquer the lion in 1 Samuel 17:34 through 37. You know, this was a hidden battle that prepared him for the very public battle, the one that actually mattered in front of people. And some of you are going through, you know, you're being in a training for the battles in private, that you're these struggles of fear and opposition or spiritual warfare, and they're setting you up to face giants ahead, but ultimately not just to face a giant, but to walk into the promise and the purpose that's past those battles. That's not just about you, but it's about your family. It's about your calling. It's about all the people that you're called to impact. Some of you have a leadership on your life that your breakthrough is a breakthrough for a whole industry, a whole people group, a whole justice group. I think of friends right now who are working on projects like our friends who are building schools in Congo and Syrian war zones. And there's something about the warfare of the initial stages where, you know, sometimes in Congo right now, there's been some of the schools have been apprehended or people won't go to school because there's been guerrilla militia armies going after them on the way to school. And so they're being more careful. And there's these times where they go through these spiritual battles and natural battles that prepares them because they want to launch not just 20 schools, but they want to have hundreds of schools and war zones and places. And they're learning how to navigate those things because of the battles they're in right now. And I think they're going to affect a whole generation of kids in war-torn war zones. Well, some of you, it may not be that extreme. Some of you are in battles at work and for the career that you have, or maybe it's within your family to be able to, you're fighting for something in your family that you know God wants right now. And you are being a David in your family. You may be the wife and you're being the David and you're going after that lion that's trying to devour your family, your children, your marriage. Well, God brings parallels in culture, and he brings parallels in our lives when we face giants in the land. And we see David, the David season, it's not just our individual journeys, but also God brings breakthrough. Like David's little time as a shepherd out in the wilderness was also a time of preparation so he could be a king. And there are certain things that God's crowned you with authority in culture or politics or in the church. And the first thing I'm going to look at is this culture's battle for truth right now. And like Goliath taunted Israel, the world's being bombarded with voices of intimidation, political agendas, and media narratives and ideologies that are defying God's truth. And there's a great fallaway right now. There's so many people who are deconstructing their faith. There's so many people who don't believe God and the Bible as the God of the Bible, and they don't believe it's complete truth. And there's Davids who are going to stand up and stand firm and actually bring not just the theological, intellectual truth, but the spiritual and experiential truth to people, where it's like my life becomes something that preaches to other people's lives. Like some people are looking at your marriage that is solid, and they're looking at it going, how are you doing that? And you say, it's only by my Christian faith and our love for each other. And that means something, because so many marriages are failing. In the church, we have the lowest divorce rate of any people group right now in Christianity in the Western world. But then when you deal with just the average divorce rate, it's 20 to 30% higher in people who are not Christians. And so you look at that and you go, wow, they're looking at Christians and going, man, your faith means something because your marriages last longer. The adultery rate is lower. All these things are lower. So we look at you, man, even though maybe deconstructing some faith, the reality is we're looking at Christians to see if their faith adds value to very real things in their lives. And it is. And that's one of the ways that we're fighting right now, standing up for truth and living the truth in our family and our career and our character as much as we can. And then if we do have seasons of brokenness, or we have seasons where we fail, that there's a repentance and a restoration. And even that preaches the truth of the gospel to people in both sides. Number two, the church, we're called to boldness. And we saw that with David and the story of David. And I love how the House of David show presents that boldness, because it's linked to his affection to people. Like the lion, I hope I'm not doing spoiler alerts, but the lion that David kills in the show had killed his mother in their adaptive story, to the Bible. That wasn't in the Bible itself, but they've just kind of put that in as part of like one of the reasons why he had a vengeance and a passion towards killing the lion, was because it hadn't just taken out sheep and his father's livelihood, but it had killed his mother. And there's something about that, whether that story is true or not, we don't think it is, but it's a great story. But there's something about attaching the boldness that you have, not just to principle, like I'm going to stand for Christ is worth standing for, and you just say that boldly. But there's another thing when you have intimacy with Christ and you also love what he's done in your life, and you're so grateful, and you can't help but stand because you're compelled to stand, because it's like standing up for your wife. It's like standing up for your child. It's like standing up for someone that you're so connected to and in love with. And the body of Christ is, often has hidden fear, like Saul's army, and not so hidden fear sometimes. And especially when it comes to stepping into spiritual authority, we're afraid to step into spiritual authority. And this is a season where God's calling his church to step out of fear and into faith, and to address the cultural Goliaths. And we had a little persecution in the last presidential administration here in America, and it caused a lot of the churches to go, I don't know, like, I don't know if I want to be a voice that way. We don't talk about politics here. And what they were saying is, we don't stand for certain things of truth because we might be considered like them. And them was a bad thing in their mind to say. We might be looked at and judged and marginalized because we look like a Trumper, or we look like, whatever else. And it's caused people to have no authority because they've advocated their authority because they've been neutral. And we're not called in the church to be neutral. And you don't have to stand for a political party, but you have to stand for truth. And sometimes that truth is standing for unborn babies. Sometimes that truth is standing for what marriage really is. Sometimes that truth is standing for who your child truly is. And that's been hard for a lot of Christians, because we've had a lot of messages and lies being fed into culture that has a lot of money and power behind it. And a lot of Christians have caved in, or at least they don't believe it in their hearts, but they haven't shown it in their actions. So we've been like the ones at the sidelines. There's a big Goliath over there. I don't know who's going to fight him. I'm going to stand over here. Hope God raises up a champion. And God's looking at you going, will you be my champion? Don't back down. And David had, a sling and stones. He didn't have swords and armor. It didn't fit him. It didn't work for him. He wasn't trained with that. And sometimes the exact thing that you're in right now is what you're going to use as your authority to take out that giant in the land. There's political giants, and there's a remnant rising right now to the political giants. And the rise of corrupt leadership worldwide mirrors the tension between Saul's reign and David's anointing. Yet God's raising up righteous leaders, even in unexpected places. Just as David was chosen over his brothers, there are Davids hidden out there who are going to be emerging with winning spirits for the problems of today. And I think, you know, of course, there's a political side of that where we've had more people run for office in North America who are Christians and pastors than ever in history, just right in the last 2 years. I think that's amazing. That's not exactly what I'm talking about, although I think that's one of the fruits of it. I think God's raising up people with winning spirits to fight cultural issues where the enemy clamps down on culture and tries to pervert something, again, like marriage or sexuality or something else. And there's cultural champions who are rising up to have authority in those areas. Sometimes the cultural champions are rising up for a cause like foster care or adoption. Sometimes they're rising up, you know, to be a voice of truth, not just to take something out or to for a cause, but to actually establish what things should look like or to hold the line on those things. And we're seeing it, David's anointing it, especially we're looking at the way the church is. It's been very corporate. It's been very overperformed, mass produced. And we're watching people return to love and intimacy with God. We're watching that Davidic anointing of worshiping warriors, people who it's not about singing. It's not about, you know, knowing all the worship songs, but there's one of the aspects of David's life is not just that he was a warrior and he fought, but he was a worshiper. And he, before he was a king and led armies, he was a man after God's own heart. It says in 1 Samuel 13, you know, 14, which I love that scripture, that he was a man after God's own heart. That's what I want to be, right? That's what you want to be. And this season, God's restoring intimacy with him in the midst of the battle. And the next move of God's not just going to come from skilled leaders or powerful preachers, but from worshiping warriors, people who know how to seek his face, people who are in touch with his love for humanity, people who aren't just tearing down, but they're building up, people who aren't just shouting what's wrong, but they're shouting what God wants to do. And you see so much of what's on social media and so much of what's preached on pulpits. It talks about the negative without drawing people to what God is doing. You know, I think many of the reports that I'll hear about something, I'm looking for that. And that's what the show, you know, my show, the Sean Wolf Show, and also this prophetic message every week is about, is looking for what God is doing in the midst of what man's doing wrong or what the enemy's trying to do. We're looking for what God's doing, because when you focus on who God is and what he's doing, you never lose. You always just have more hope. You always have more courage, more faith. I love that, you know, the book of Psalms, and one of the Psalms for this season is Psalm 144, which is a song for warriors. And in it, David begins with worship. He said, "Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle." Psalm 144:1. And this is the cry this season that God's training us. He's preparing us for the giants ahead, but he's also covering us with his love and his presence and his strategy. Thank you, Jesus. You know, and where are we at in the storyline? I think if we look at the house of David, it's a prophetic picture. And we're at the part of the story where David has been anointed, but he's not yet enthroned. And he's still proving his faithfulness, overcoming smaller battles, stepping into greater authority. We're watching people do that. And in that, there's a lot of movement. There's a lot of people who are moving careers, moving locations, you know, changing roles that they've been in. We're watching so much shift and transition still. I know we had one of the greatest transitions and pivots in history right after coronavirus. It was like after a world war. It was crazy. But I feel like there's still that much shifting and pivoting now. There's still so much transition that many of you thought you made that surrender and God took you into a new career or took you up north or took you east or whatever. He did something different with you. And then you're still waiting for marching orders for the next thing. Like there's still a training going on where there's a lot of changes, and maybe there's small changes in our lives that are going to lead to big overcoming. But there's many of you who are still in that place of surrender and being trained. God's training your hands for war. And some of the ways that he does that is to train your spirit for surrender, even more surrender. So that when David looked at Goliath, that terrible giant, and he looked at him and said, man, he didn't go, "Oh no." He said, "You uncircumcised Philistine, how dare you stand in the name of the living God, in the way of the name of the living God?" You know, and you look at that and just go, I want to have that confidence, but I can't have that confidence unless I've won the little battles. I can have the confidence unless I'm in a place of full surrender. And so you might be feeling the weight of transition like David did when he went from the pasture to the battlefield. And some of you are, you know, you've left the pasture and you started, you know, you had that transition in the career or the move or the church or the whatever it is. And now it's your time for preparation for the battlefield, but also ultimately what's after the battlefield, which is the call of God to, you know, do what you're called to do on the earth. For David, it was ruling and reigning as a king. For you, whatever it is. And I think we're stepping into that Davidic anointing. And I think this is a season of training, not failure. I think your hidden battles are not setbacks, but they're setups. I think some of you feel like, I had this hidden battle and now, you know, I'm trying to figure out what to do with it. And I feel like those of you who are overcoming, getting the steps, getting the relationship accountability, getting the counseling, getting the therapy, all those things, that's not a setback. That's actually a setup for success. And those of you who are not doing those things, you're losing the battle. So we're talking about those who are winning the battle. that this isn't a setback for you to have a battle. Battles aren't a setback. It's not winning the battles. It's not setting yourself up for success in the battles. That's the setback. And, you know, it's not me understood David, and his family judged him. And yet God, he was more God aware than he was man aware. And I think that some of us are learning how to be more God aware than we are man aware. And for me, that's a challenge sometimes, because men can be incredibly evil and misinterpret everything you're doing. And there's times when you just look at it and go, wow. And then you look at God and you look at what he's put in your life and you go, you're so good, God. And you look at these big giants and you go, nope, nope, God's bigger. God is bigger. I'm not bigger, but God's bigger. And we have to not fear the giants that are in front of us. And some of you have to realize, like, when you see the giant in front of you, and I love that they started the House of David series with the giant at the very beginning in the first episode of David standing before him, because when you see it, and then he goes through the 8 episodes or however many episodes there are after that, when you see that giant, and it's going to culminate in the first series for to fight that giant fully, like we'll see the outcome, which we know in the Bible, thank God. When you see that giant, it's hard to know that there might be a process still, that there's a process of obedience. And when you see that giant, you have to recognize, though, here's, it has to come in you. It has to, like, this has to be real in you. When I see the giant, I can recognize I'm anointed for this moment. God never puts a giant in front of you that you can't take down. God never puts a giant in front of you that he's not bigger than. He never puts something in front of you that he won't work through you for. That's an important lesson. That's an important thing that some of us have learned from killing a lion and a bear, but it's really important to understand that. And some people stay in that battle mode, and it's really important to know that once the giant's cleared, it's time to do the work, not to be in battle mode anymore, but to actually fulfill the role that you battled for. And I know that if Joseph went into Pharaoh's house and interpreted those dreams and started to cause a national disaster to be averted, not to be averted, but to be actually the accumulated food for the famine that was at hand, and then enough food for other countries, neighboring countries and Israel. But if he was still in battle mode, if he was still in a mode of like survival and like I have to overcome and get to the next place, then he wouldn't be able to be present when it was time to forgive his brothers, when it was time to bring Israel into its inheritance for what God called him to in the first place. And so some of you are going to fight through this battle, and then you're going to be out of battle mode into occupational mode in some ways. And then the church is shifting from passivity to courage. The church worldwide, we're going from like being really passive in culture and really like let everybody do what they think they're supposed to do, to not being the policeman of culture or the policeman of the world, but to actually advocating for truth, true values, to advocating for, you know, what God's original design was. Because when we are present in scientific communities, or when we're present in entertainment communities or political communities, and we can represent truth in real ways and not be passive about it, but to actually, you know, sometimes challenge, be challengers, not necessarily in the ring all the time fighting, but be challengers of some of the things that are being said, we're going to be able to see a boldness in culture where we actually help culture be set up for God's harvest. We have a worldwide harvest that's going to come. You know, Jesus is going to return, and we have to set it up, and we have to be bold to be able to do that. And I think one of the biggest things we have to understand is worship is our weapon. Now, worship doesn't always mean singing 3 worship songs. Worship could mean full dedication in the space of being present with God. It could be done in quietness. It could be done in the middle of bustling activity. It could be done while you're working. But your intimacy with God is going to be what sustains you and enables you to be empowered for the fight. And if you're constantly drained and you feel like you're depleted and you have no reserves in your spiritual tank, worship is your greatest place of refueling and re-gearing and actually having that place develop so that you have the energy for the fights that are coming ahead. And so if you feel depleted, if you feel like spiritually bankrupt right now, or if you feel spiritually like the gas tank is empty, worship is your tool. Learn how to worship in a real way. And I'm going to encourage you to step into your David season. I feel like when I was praying into this, I felt like the Lord was, you know, saying, even to me personally, like, I'm training your hands for war, and don't shrink back when the battle intensifies. And I think that there's something about, you know, I look at it and think some of the conversations I'm having with politicians, or, you know, national security agencies, or I'm having conversations with people in the entertainment industry. And I think of even House of David itself, like our friends were some of the ones who helped get House of David's deal brokered. And I got to go to the premiere of it. And because it was a spiritual line in the sand of like, God did something through our friends in Amazon that allowed hundreds of millions of dollars to be designated to make this movie for, or this series for such a time as this. And I think for some of us, sometimes when the battle intensifies, you're just in a season of survival, but this isn't what God wants you to do when you're in a season where he's training your hands for war. You're not just surviving. You're actually stepping into your purpose that God has for you. And you can feel like you could feel like the temptation of fear, but you could also feel like the greater temptation of faith. Like, what if I believe God has put me here? What if I believe that God has anointed me? What if I believe that God's going to do something through me? What if I believe God's touching the world right now? And that's going to be a greater temptation to believe than fear of, like, what if I don't have enough? What if I'm not the right person? What if I do something wrong? And I believe God's taking us out of that codependent fear and that place of broken fear. And I feel like, you know, we already know, we've already been given the victory. And that's one of the points we have to really realize. You know, I think of David when he runs towards Goliath, not away from him. And I'm just thinking, you can't do that unless you look at Goliath as you're running towards faith. If I look at the enemies as if I'm running towards them, it's not because I'm running because I feel like I can kill them, but it's because I know that I'm running towards faith in who God is, that God's going to do something about that Goliath in front of me. And he's going to use me to do it. 1 Samuel 17:48. There has to be a place where you recognize the battle is truly the Lord's. And so when you look at that thing that's in front of you, you're no longer afraid of it and just in survival mode and just trying to tuck and duck as much as you can. But you're like, I'm going to run. And I think that's really important because a victory is yours to claim as you battle it out for the Lord. And I think it's just important to understand that. You know, I think some of you may need to watch the House of David or just go back and read the Bible story about David again and look for the parallels of how it involves your life. But some of you are resonating the truth of what I'm talking about right now, that God's training you and that he's trained you in hidden battles and that he's about to launch you in more of a public way and something, maybe it's in your career or maybe it's he's going to do something in your family that's more on the exterior, not the undercurrent. And you know that. And God wants to prepare your heart right now in a real way to really say, okay, I can come into full agreement for this. I can fully surrender fear and oppression and all the things that I feel sometimes in seasons like this. And maybe there's still more surrender and more change to make. Maybe it's external change, like again, another move or another thing to do. Or maybe it's more internal change of like, I'm actually going to go after this education or do this thing. And in that, when you're doing it out of faith, when you look at the thing that you're called to and you go, I'm going to run towards it. There's a giant in the way right there, but you know what? I'm running towards the thing I have faith in, which is God, and that giant's going to collapse before God. There's something about that has to become reality to us. So I'm going to pray for you. Before I do, I want to thank you for being with me in this weekly ministry through Exploring the Prophetic podcast. And I want to encourage you, if this is your word, make sure to hashtag my turn and tell us how we're going to be praying for you in the comments on YouTube or Facebook. And if you're here via podcast, you can email us or you can join us on YouTube. Subscribe to our channel. Sean Bowles is just my channel. And you can look at this video and make a comment on it so we can be praying for you as well. But I want to encourage you that this is your season to really get some revelation when you're reading the Bible about how God wants to apply faith through some of the battles that these characters have gone through in the Bible that are very real people that had to live out real places of faith, just like you and I are having to live out in much more barbaric times. So let's pray. Holy Spirit, you've anointed us with your presence because you love us as your sons and daughters. And you have purposes on this side of eternity that we're still called to fulfill. And there's a battle to get there. And God, I pray that you would train our hands for war. God, help us to walk in step with you. Help us to walk surrendered. Help us to hear your voice. Help us to walk with the word and with prayer and with worship as our center post of life, God. I pray you would anoint each person who's watching this who has an open heart to hear your voice. Lord, I pray you would just anoint the story of David for us right now. Let him be a prototype or a parallel journeyer as we read his story, that we could see how to apply some things to get faith for our life, to serve you, Jesus, to walk with you. And I pray that as we walk forward and there's tools like the show House of David and other tools in our lives that never existed before, that we'd be able to use those tools and really maximize them and not just watch them for entertainment pleasure. Thank God we have that, but also to watch them with spiritual lenses in our eyes to be able to see what you're doing in our generation. And God, give us great hope about all the Davids that are hidden all over the place. You're going to raise up to have great impact on culture even now, in Jesus' name. Well, thanks for watching Exploring the Prophetic Podcast. Again, we're on YouTube and all of our podcasts where you can find them, especially on Charisma Podcast Network. Our ministry is reaching masses because you send your generous donations and your partnership. I'm going to encourage you again, partner to us, but join me every Tuesday for our news commentary show, which is called After My Name, the Sean Bowles Show. And you can subscribe to my YouTube channel or subscribe directly to the podcast as well there. But we also have Exploring the Marketplace on Wednesday. So you have three ways to connect to us all week long. And Exploring the Marketplace is such a great show where my co-host and I, Bob Hassan, we interview everyday career-driven people about how God's moving in and through their career. We hear their breakdowns, we hear their breakthroughs, and it's going to give you courage if you're an entrepreneur or a career-driven person looking for God in the marketplace, especially in these unstable times. It's crazy right now. So I'm going to encourage you to come join us on Tuesday and Wednesday, and we'll see you next time on Exploring the Prophetic. Thank you for listening to Exploring the Prophetic. If you want to learn more about hearing God's voice, come over to my website, www.seanbowles.com. That's S-H-A-W-N-B-O-L-Z. I have many resources for you there, like some on hearing God, like my best-selling book, Translating God. I have prayer books on breakthrough and provision to help you to have more language to talk to God. And we even have a devotional on this series called Exploring the Prophetic. I also want to invite you to spiritually grow by joining our online thriving mentoring community, where we have 12 four-week live classes a year on subjects that will shape your relationship with God. Themes like hearing God's voice, dream interpretation, deliverance, and so many other spiritual themes from expert teachers. And I personally get to train you in my Prophetic Monthly Mastermind live group if you join. Plus, when you join, we have an amazing online community with a spiritual growth pastor who will lead you in weekly groups to practice what you're learning. Go to bowlsministries.com or seanbowles.com and click on Mentoring Community. See you next time on Exploring the Prophetic.